Intelligent, insightful, smart. These are words other podcasts use to describe themselves, not us. This is Fairly Harmless, where missing the point is only the beginning. Sometimes, late at night, thinking of the world. With musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. All these thoughts running through my head. Please enjoy Andrew and James.
Welcome to Fairly Harmless. My name is James.
I am Andrew.
Brendan.
The mic's not close enough. So.
I am Brendan. Right,
for a quasi-professional, you got to have your face up on the like.
So you said the name of this podcast was Senseless Jabber? Is that what you said?
Fairly Harmless.
Fairly Harmless. Fairly harmless. The meaningless analysis of things that don't matter.
So.
This is the reason I thought we might have you on, is your in-depth knowledge of James Bond.
Oh, that's James right. Bond.
It was the James Bond where we were talking about James Bond, and we noticed that you have an affinity for James Bond.
You do.
I love James Bond, but I have felt the need that I need to brush up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's been a while, so I can say this. What someone's introduction to James Bond is, they always say, who's your favorite Bond? It's basically the Bond you saw first. It's one of the things that you hear. So my first Bond was Octopussy when I was 7 years old. So I became a big Roger Moore fan.
Mm.
And I loved that movie. I still love it. Whenever I bring it up to other people that have an idea about James Bond, they're like, that is one of the worst Bond movies we've ever seen. But you can't convince me otherwise. You know, it's just, it's spectacular.
I can't. So James, our technical wizard, is pulling up
the movie on Wikipedia, one of our favorite places.
So I need to see who was the female lead.
The female lead.
So that'd be Maude Adams. She, incidentally, Maude Adams is the only actress to play a Bond girl twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you what click, there, fuck are you
look
doing?
At that, scroll. He's all over it. That's who it is.
Yeah, Maude Adams. Yeah, I believe she also played in The Man with the Golden Gun, which would be Scaramanga. He had three nipples and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. I forgot this.
So Maude Adams is a great trivia question as far as a Bond girl.
Yeah.
Now here's this is the thing I know about you, Brendan, is that you, sir, are a trivia master.
Are you? I didn't realize.
Not as good as I used to be.
That's okay. I'm not as good as I used to be at a lot of things. This is a good point you bring up, though, about how you got introduced to James Bond. Because my first James Bond was Sean Connery. My father loved to sit around and drink and watch James Bond. It was like his, mm-hmm. like, there was a line from a movie, I think it was American Beauty, where Kevin Spacey says, you know, I'm going to, what are you doing? Well, I'm sitting at home watching the James Bond marathon on TNT. Or something like that. And it reminded me of my own childhood because that's what we used to do is we'd sit around and watch. They used to have James Bond marathons, you know, like mm-hmm. like they have Star Wars marathons on TNT now. Mm-hmm. There used to be James Bond marathons. One of the gifts that I asked for Christmas from Santa Claus was the James Bond DVD collection, the Blu-ray collection. Because
how old were you?
I was 40. I was 40. How old am I now? 46? I don't know. So, this was this year. This is
okay.
Because of this podcast and because of our love of, see, we want to watch all of the James Bonds
mm-hmm. yes.
in a row and really, really have that experience.
And we started
because
off
you can't,
out of row.
We did. We started off with Moonraker. And that's all right, though. But we went back and we watched Dr. No. And I realized it was going to cost us a shitload of money because nowadays everything is, you know, on stream. And it's $4 to Amazon every time you want to watch a movie. So I was like, let's do it the cheap way. I have a Blu-ray player. We'll just buy the set and then maybe Santa Claus will bring it to me and I won't have to pay for it at all.
So what was the first Bond movie that you watched? If it was, do you remember?
As a kid, I think it may have been Goldfinger.
Oh, God, you can't go wrong with Goldfinger.
That's why I was so enthralled as a child.
I can't
remember. So Goldfinger, actually, that came out in about 67, I believe. So my dad would have been a junior or senior.
Looking at it here, it's
64. 64?
Jesus Christ, man.
67, okay. So I was off by a few years. And my dad was in college. I, for some reason, thought he would have been a junior senior, but wow. I would have said 67. I'm way off base on that. So 64. My dad did watch it in college. So back at where I went to college, they would have a movie night.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they packed one building all together and they put
on. Where'd your dad go to college?
He went to Boston College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is the genesis for the ACC, you know, football podcast.
One of the Wait, your dad was that. In college in 67?
Are we going 64 or 67 on this?
In 64. Okay.
It matters because he was a freshman or a senior. So we'll say he was in his freshman year.
In
so,
67. Four.
Four. So, I guess.
I'm going to come over to the talk and say this
is 64 spy bill. Okay. So the, anyways, we'll just say an auditorium with 1,000 seats. And they're watching Goldfinger. Now, what do you guys recall of that movie?
Nothing. Goldfinger? Wait. That's not the man with the golden gun.
That is not that.
No, this is the one where he dips the people in gold to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Goldfinger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the best villains all time. That's going to be consensus. And we can talk about one of my other favorite villains in a little bit. So on that movie, and I'm probably giving this away to someone in the audience, but you know, I think the
spoiler alert
has left the building. 1964, 36, 60 years or something ago, we'll say, right?
I think it might be 60 years.
Yeah.
So there was a great character in that, you know, Odd Job, right?
Odd Job.
I think possibly my favorite.
Great.
Henchman.
And do you remember what he used to kill with?
His hat.
Yeah, good stuff. So the last scene of Goldfinger, they're in Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
And they are the Chinese are about to detonate a dirty bomb to essentially weaponize the fact that we don't have a gold supply anymore, right?
Ah.
Right. So they're going to take out Fort Knox, and the gold's going to be useless as far as a monetary standard, right? So, and the rest, you know, so Goldfinger, his gold in the rest of the world goes up in value, right? So he becomes a trillionaire, whatever it is. That's the plan,
right?
And so the dirty bomb ultimately gets shut off,
right?
And the ticker on the bomb said
007, correct?
It did. In that hallway, in the actual studio that my dad was watching, someone from New York shouted up, "Mickey Mantle!" and he was serious. I was like, "Oh my God, Mickey Mantle!" It was like, "Oh my Lord." Jesus. It's just one of those moments that has stood out. Like, you know, as far as various reasons why you like movies. One of them, obviously, my dad introduced me to Octopussy in 1983. And then over the years, things like that, stories like that are like, I will always go back to that as one of the great stories about a relationship. Because the movie goes beyond what I like. It goes back to relationship with my dad and things like that. And talking about Bond over the years and things like that.
Thanks, man.
That's a great story. I thought you were going to go in a completely different direction.
I also thought so.
You were going to talk about how Oddjob was killed because he was just impossible to kill.
Wasn't also the metal teeth.
Yeah, Jaws.
Jaws. He just died
a couple years ago, I think.
Yes,
Richard. I don't have his Richard Kiel. His name.
Yeah. Good job.
So, you know, Jaws, if I remember correctly, came around in some of the later episodes. He fell in love with a little blonde in one of the movies.
Yeah, Moonraker.
Was Moonraker? Is that the one you guys just watched? Mm-hmm. And that's where he fell in love, right?
Yep.
So,
and then he ultimately perished when the Moonraker space station exploded.
But he didn't perish.
I don't think he actually
They lived.
Died.
Oh, does he live?
I think he lives. Never,
right, because he comes back, right?
I don't think they ever killed him off.
Okay.
This is where I would need to brush up on that, but I don't recall that. So it's just a question of things that sink in.
Science, geography.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Now, I asked you on the last... I love time travel. I talked to you on the last episode, if you guys are editing this correctly. Hey, can you come over and work...
We're not.
And work on my house. Brendan is not the kind of guy you want working on your house. Brendan is the kind of guy you want digging the hole for your house, maybe, so everyone else who actually has talent can do the work.
Right.
Can I tell you obscure geography? Sure. Can I put together a bench? Not so much.
Oh, I can put together. I mean,
not your kind of guy. I am not the kind of guy you want to going in an apocalyptic world with. No.
You want a real hands-on man. I'm one of the first ones dead, at least. I'm going to be killed by, the zombies that eat you. You know, the zombies that from like 28 days later that are all crazy with the fucking running and shit. I'm one of the first to go. I'm one of them running. Well, I'm not. Maybe not running. Maybe I'm going to do more running as a zombie than I did as a human.
You know, it's funny. I've had a discussion with Stefan, who talked about most zombies can't climb stairs or climb ladders. So if you just get on the second level of any structure, you're probably safe.
Well, but see, then you so then, no. And then 20 days later, they're running Pitt around movie. The hospital.
The Brad Pitt movie,
yeah,
right?
World War Z.
They climbed up something in Israel.
They climbed up like a fucking pyramid or some shit. I don't know if zombies can or can't climb stairs. Now, they can't use elevators, but I bet they could figure out stairs.
They can't use elevators?
No, they're not using elevators.
You got a smart.
I'm not sure about the hard and fast rules on zombies here.
I think that's something we could.
I think that's a poetic license to the director. Yeah, you could. That's another one. Did we want to get back to James Bond here?
Yeah, we could. Definitely. Wait,
I have one. We do. But there's something about me that you don't know that I too am a lover of trivia.
Okay.
And I think that
you are.
What's the top category?
Well, that's true, because at the event,
that's right.
You were.
I brought some Trivial Pursuit cards, and people quickly got tired of this fucking idea of me asking them.
But
Trivial
it did like.
I want to ask him a live question. Just give me the category.
Space exploration.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at space science.
Okay, here we go.
Science and nature.
What are the two moons of Mars?
Ooh.
Phobos and Deimos.
Bang! He's on it, baby. He's pretty good. We got to start there.
That's nice.
So we could do that, but I was also going to propose that you and I team up and take on all comers. How about that?
Well, okay, so let's plan a time to do a trivia night.
What do you think about that?
Is all comers?
Anybody who wants to challenge us to a game of Trivial Pursuit. It's not the weird. Thing that you had.
It's a weird sex thing.
Yeah, it's a competitive term, James.
Okay. I didn't know what you the fuck you said. Please don't include me.
Actually, horrifying that your mind went in that direction.
That's where it goes. That's where it always fucking goes.
Wow.
This is where. This
so you're saying
where,
all men, basically, but still. at least. This could be all humanity too, just different ways of doing it.
Yeah, well, that is got here somehow.
I think this is a condemnation of people who love golf, and watch it all the time, and whatever else it is that you watch.
I have stopped watching golf. I know, fucking mind breaker.
That is a mind breaker.
I don't watch golf anymore. I now watch football.
And
college basketball. I won't go anywhere near professional basketball.
Right. When I was at one of the Galaxy Cons here in Raleigh, not in 2023. It was more like 2016, I think.
It was the one with the with William Shatner, right?
He's at all of them.
Okay,
that dude's always out to make a
buck. But it was definitely Galaxy Con. I think
it
wasn't
was.
It?
I think it was, yeah. So they had multiple conference rooms that normally they would do conferences in, the whole at the convention center. And in one of the conference rooms, they had set up a wrestling ring, and there were people, cosplayers, dressed up as characters who were I guess, semi-professional wrestlers, and it was great. I found it great. Very entertaining.
Wow.
So
I'm glad we went on that tangent.
Maybe live, you know?
Yes, live.
It might be enjoyable.
Yeah, TV well,
if
not
it,
so now, much.
If it was with cosplay and wrestling, that would be kind of something. But fucking WWE, I can't stand. Even though they're basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But somehow not. Like, I would like to see Pikachu wrestle Mario. Right? I mean, not in a sexual
way. I'm bowing out of this conversation. I mean...
You're ready to take on all comers, I think.
This is a two-man show when it comes to wrestling. I am done.
Guest
I want my brain to excuse for something else.
Let's go back to...
Let's go back to James Bond, shall we?
Let's go back to James Bond and trivia.
Who's the only Bond or actor that played Bond once?
George Lazenby.
There we go.
Lazenby.
Movie.
George? George.
Yep, Honor, yeah, Honor Majesty's Secret
Service. You guys know enough. Excellent stuff.
Some. Yeah. I don't think we know as much as you.
Yeah, we're not.
It's a solid movie.
I had an idea as I was driving over here that somewhere between great and terrible. What do you think about a Muppet James Bond movie?
Terrible.
Terrible. It's like Meet the Feebles. You ever remember that?
What's below?
I don't know.
Which say what are the two barometers? Great and terrible? Is that what you say? Yeah, below terrible.
Below terrible.
Below terrible.
Sub terrible.
Miss Piggy is the female James
Bond.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. So actually, on the Bond topic, we know Goldfinger, great villain. Great villains for you two guys. And
we watched Moonraker, which as a kid I loved, but we rewatched it. It's borderline terrible.
Yeah, some of those other movies aren't too great anymore. You might put it on like your dad, just throw it on at like 11 at night. So like, hey, let me just recapture something from 20, 30 years ago when I thought it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
Just, you know, because it's Bond, it has a nice familial feeling to it. So, you know, it does it. So one of my favorite villains then is Christopher Walken, right? In View to a Kill.
Zorn Industries.
Spectacular. Now there's a great movie scene at the beginning. James Bond and Roger Moore is going down. He's skiing. And they're playing California Girls. It's actually quite corny. You go back like, this is awful. But since I already love Bond, it's awesome. It's not a great scene. But no, it's no good.
Christopher Walken is
spectacular. He plays a sociopath like no one else.
He does
really
play
has.
A sociopath like nobody else.
You know,
he's Bruce Dickinson in SNL. He's the one that puts his pants on one leg at a time, like everybody else, and then makes gold fucking records.
let's do time travel stuff. What's a good time travel? So have you Back to the Future, right?
Back to the Future, possibly. Okay. Now, Back to the Future 1. Classic fucking movie.
Classic.
Back to the Future 2.
You think there were time travelers in that movie?
Actual time travelers?
Well, I mean. So.
Careful.
I've been
careful. We're walking a very delicate plane here. See, we've been doing some research in and of our own accord out in the world.
Did you watch the video that you sent me?
Yes.
All the way through?
No.
Ah.
See, I couldn't hang for an hour.
I'm about halfway through. There's a guy who he's secretly a...
I'll pull him up right now.
I think he's secretly a...
Halfway through what?
It's a video that this guy does and says, so you've bought your time machine and or you've made your time machine and you decided you wanted to go to medieval Europe. He says, I don't think it's a good idea, but here's some things you might want to consider.
He talks about...
Yeah.
Advice to time traveler to medieval Europe.
2.5 million views on this guy. I started watching it, and it's a little slow to get going. And then I read the comment, and I thought, I don't
the commentary is fucking hilarious.
And the comments said, this guy's really, you know, insightful and knowledgeable. So I kept listening to
it. And they also said, I'm from 2034, and this really would have made sense on my time travel trip.
So this all started because my friend Stefan and I saw a guy that we thought was a time traveler. And then
in this present time period.
Yeah. And then we've seen more examples. I recently saw one at the Fresh Market. He was a Viking.
Right. And I have seen a man from the Old West in this time period.
Dressed as
an old cowboy.
Well, yeah, but he looked like Clint Eastwood.
He looked like Clint Eastwood from Fistful of Dollars. Dollars, yeah.
Well, Clint Eastwood was also the name of the character Michael J. Fox played. That is true. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 3.
Didn't they call it Eastwood Ravine when he fell off? Eastwood Ravine
because he fell off. Yeah. It was no longer, what's her name, Ravine, because she was saved.
Mary Steenburgen.
Right, was saved
Mary Steenburgen was saved.
By Doc Brown.
Doc Brown fell in love in the Old West.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's amazing. Rip that
right. He pulls off Mary Steenburgen.
Clara. Her name was Clara.
Wow.
I don't remember what her last name was, though.
Did you like that movie, number three?
You know, now here's the thing. As a child, as a young child, because when Back to the Future 1 came out in 85, I was...
Two.
Not two. I was in my pre-10-year... I was under 10 years of age.
It's easy to do the math because I was 16, which means you would have been six.
What day were you born in? 1969?
Exactly 6 months before we landed.
If we landed on the moon.
That was also the genesis of why I thought this could work, because this asshole... Let me rephrase that. My friend James said, we didn't land on the moon. And he said it with such conviction, I believed him.
It was during one of our excursions.
Was it?
And it was. Prime and it was went there. On
for several months.
Yes, but that's where the catalyst was. And you said, I'm going to go to bed. And you went to bed and we stayed up. And I then revealed to Odessa and Prime that I was full of shit. And I totally believed that we landed on the moon. But you weren't there to hear that part. So you went on with the idea that I actually believed that we didn't land on the moon.
And then several months later, I said, you know what? This is a problem for me that you don't
believe. We can't be friends anymore.
Right. And I was going to set him straight. And he said...
Hold on. It's a fucking joke. I was pulling your leg.
Thank you so much. And please join us again for the repeat when you come back. And we take on all comers, motherfuckers. So this has been Fairly Harmless. I'm Andrew.
I'm James.
And I'm Brendan.
Once again, this has been Fairly Harmless. Missing the point on... Wait, what's the point? Fairly Harmless is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, and Pocket Casts. Our musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Their music is available for streaming and purchase on most media platforms. For Fairly Harmless, this has been your announcer, Fast Eddie. See you soon.
This is spectacular.
We gotta have you back.
This is more fun than I've had in years.